From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Adrienne Gonzalez. The confessed Marjorie Stoneman Douglas gunman was assigned to a controversial disciplinary program in Broward schools, despite initial claims by school officials that he was not. It's called the Promise Program. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports in the aftermath of the shooting, it's become a lightning rod.
Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie has said it's reprehensible that anyone would try to connect the February 14th shooting to a student disciplinary program known as Promise. Runcie has repeatedly stated
Nicholas Cruz,
the confessed shooter,
had no connection to the Promise program.
That was from an interview in Runcie's office a few weeks ago. At another point in the same conversation, he said he wouldn't let misinformation dismantle the Promise program. It allows students who commit some misdemeanors to get counseling instead of criminal charges.
I'm not going to allow a shift from what our focus needs to be to a fictitious narrative that's being made up about a successful program that we have in Broward County that has no connection to the shooter or the situation of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
But two sources with knowledge of Cruz's discipline records told WLRN he was in fact assigned to Promise. For a three-day stint after committing vandalism at West Glades Middle School in 2013. A spokeswoman for Runcie admitted Cruz was referred to Promise after WLRN reached out to the superintendent's office for comment on this story. The spokeswoman, Tracy Clark, first responded on Friday that the district was still in the process of analyzing Cruz's records. Late Sunday afternoon, she said the district confirmed that he was supposed to go to Promise after vandalizing a bathroom at West Glades. Clark said Cruz underwent an intake interview at Promise the day after the vandalism incident, right before Thanksgiving in 2013. But she said, quote, it does not appear that Cruz completed the recommended three-day assignment. That's consistent with what Jack Dale from the Broward Sheriff's Office told a new state commission tasked with investigating the shooting during a meeting last month.
The school board reports that there was no Promise program participation.
Runcie's spokeswoman said the superintendent's earlier statements were, quote, correct, because he sometimes qualified them by saying Cruz wasn't in Promise when he was in high school. Here's Runcie last month during our interview.
The district has no record of Nicholas Cruz committing a Promise-eligible infraction or being assigned to Promise while in high school at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
WLRN obtained Cruz's high school discipline records, which show he got in trouble for fighting and verbal assault while at Stoneman Douglas. But those infractions didn't meet the eligibility requirements for Promise. In both cases, he got suspended.
We've asked experts to review his entire academic record and his experience within Broward County.
Runcie said that report will be made public next month. Anthony Borges was the last survivor of the shooting to be released from the hospital. He's a freshman who was shot five times trying to shield others from bullets. During a press conference on April 6th, 2 days after he got home, his family's attorney read a statement from him directed at Runcie, the Broward superintendent.
You failed us students, teachers, and parents alike on so many levels.
The attorney is Alex Ariaza, and the audio here is from CBS 4.
I want to ask you today to please end your policy and agreement that you will not arrest people committing crimes in our school.
The policy Borges wants the district to end is the Promise program. It has come up a lot as the Parkland community has mourned the tragedy at Stoneman Douglas. Teachers, students, and parents have assailed Promise at public meetings, saying it demonstrates a lax attitude toward school discipline.
I want to talk about Promise.
Eliminate the Promise program.
Promise program that allow potentially dangerous students to be in traditional public schools.
The narrative out there that we have lawlessness going on in our schools is absolutely not true.
Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie helped start the program 5 years ago as an attempt to limit what's known as the school-to-prison pipeline. At the time, the Broward District had the highest number of students getting arrested at school in Florida. Promise allows students who commit one of 13 misdemeanors at school to avoid getting involved with the criminal justice system. The misdemeanors include bullying and petty theft, fighting, assault, selling or having drugs. Depending on their infraction, students spend 3 to 10 days at Pine Ridge Education Center, an alternative school in Fort Lauderdale.
We try to get at the root cause of what's going on.
The program provides instruction in conflict resolution and anger management, also substance abuse treatment. If students need it, they can get long-term counseling. District data show 9 out of 10 students don't end up back in Promise.
We know it's successful.
The attorney for Anthony Borges, the 15-year-old shooting victim, says he doesn't have a problem with the Promise program itself, but he argues that the district has sent a message that students shouldn't be arrested at all, even if their crimes are more serious. Here's Borges' attorney, Ariaza, again.
If you have that atmosphere, how could you think nothing's going to happen? Eventually, Nicholas Cruz is going to come around.
He said he's gathering evidence he plans to present in a lawsuit against the school district. Promise has its supporters, too. A junior at J.P. Taravella High School in Coral Springs told the crowd at a school safety forum last month that he went to Promise for 6 days after getting caught at school with a quarter ounce of marijuana.
It just made me open my eyes to see the world in a whole different way. And I just want to thank the Promise program for giving me a second chance. And not just...
Laura Colo has been a teacher in Broward for 2 decades.
I like to think that we can save every child. Our goal is to try and save every child and help every child. And that's extremely challenging.
She coordinates services for students with disabilities in the Promise program at Pine Ridge Education Center. She said teachers talk to students one-on-one and in a group setting to find out what's wrong.
We see a lot of kids that come to our program that are angry and they don't know how to deal with it.
One of those students is now a senior in a Broward County high school. Her name is Ashley. She didn't want us to use her last name because she doesn't want the trouble she got into as a freshman to follow her to college.
My freshman year, I was hanging out with the wrong group of kids. There's peer pressure involved. You know, you do things you don't really mean and simple mistakes, and it just...
She didn't want to give too many details about what happened.
You're lucky if you get the chance to... redeem yourself and try again.
Ashley's mom didn't want us to include her name either for fear it would reveal her daughter's identity. She said Promise helps kids realize they still have a future.
This is not the end of whatever plans that they have. It may just be the beginning.
Now Ashley's thinking about a career in the military or studying medicine in college. Broward County Superintendent Robert Runcie and board members point to students like Ashley to explain their commitment to the Promise program. They say they have no intention of getting rid of it. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
WLRN's Katie Swoltowski contributed to this report. The Broward District is holding a community forum on Promise tonight at 5 at Piper High School in Sunrise. This is WLRN News. I'm Adrienne Gonzalez.